Welcome to Seat of Your Pants, where anything goes.
And clearly
get recorded immediately. So no cuts, no edits, no nothing. It's all live. Well, not live, but you know what I'm saying.
I know. That was a lot. I mean, we've been laughing and giggling about that for a few minutes now.
Ah, wish I would have been earlier. So let's introduce our guest for this episode. It's none other than Nikki Knight, if you haven't been able to figure that out so far.
Hello, everyone. I love how, yes, I am waving to you, even though you can't see. I'm waving to you. Hello, I'm Nikki Knight. Lovely to meet everyone.
Well, that's for our benefit, so that we can see each other and that we'll actually know that we're talking over each other. But the good thing about this thing, this Squadcast thing, is that it records everybody separately, but it is buggy as fuck. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to encounter some technical issues. But again, we have a name for our show and we're doing it and things are good. Seat of Your Pants. And it's gotten some pretty good recognition already.
I love the seat of your pants.
Flying by the seat of your pants should really, it should refer to not really having a game plan and me being lazy and not having questions and just saying, hey, let's just record our phone conversation and let everyone be a voyeur. Not, well, you know what? We're flying by the seat of our pants because of technology. I mean, come on. It's not 1998 anymore. Nikki, tell anybody and everybody who maybe hasn't had the benefit of meeting you or hearing about you or knowing what you do, a rundown of what you do and your time in the industry.
Okay. Well, let me get a little bit closer to that then. Hi, everyone who doesn't know me. I'm Nikki Knight. I'm a former cam model. I'm going to give you all my sexy voice, every last inch of it, baby. So listen up. So I've been in the industry for like, oh, I don't know, maybe 12 years now, maybe not that long. But I started off as a cam model, and then I actually moved to head office of a cam site. I worked for Cam 4. I wrote all their makeup. That's what I did before. I wrote all their camming curriculum and all their training content. I did that for 6 wonderful years. Now I'm a cam coach on my own independently, and you can find me across anywhere that you might need at nikkiknight.com. That's where you can find all my coaching. You can find my Telegram channel. If you're a model, you should probably join. And that's where you can find me and talk to me anything you like.
What kind of events do you think you might be going to later this year? Are you going to anything? Is that even a possibility?
You know what? If it is a possibility, I am going. I am so sick of not going to shows. It's insane. Like, I truly love these online shows that are happening. Like, I absolutely do. I think it's wonderful. I think people have access to them. Models now can see this information and access, and it's wonderful. But just there's something that's missing from the in-person thing that I don't know. It feels like part and parcel with like the entire experience of being in the adult industry is to go to these things and just get to explode your feelings of emotions, like appreciation and love. And like, you get to learn things and see your friends. And yeah, I don't know. It's really, really different and really cool. And something I miss, and it didn't happen fully until it was after an award show. One of them that someone mentioned, like, hey, let's go. This is where we would party now. And I just all of a sudden had the hugest, like, oh, I wish I was at a party. If I was there, I'd be going to a show right now. I'd have bitches all over me. It'd be amazing.
There's something about that in-person energy, even if you're just having a conversation like this with somebody, you know, you're exchanging energy, and I'm feeling that void as well. And Jay, probably a lot of the people you're talking to, I think we're all sort of feeling that and missing each other because, you know, when we go to these events, these conventions and whatnot, I always equate it to, it's like going back to camp. And I'm sort of missing that, especially like with the Exotica shows, because we see a lot of the same people, you know, a lot of people, same people come out to the dungeon. And when I see them, we do it 4 times a year. It's like going back to camp and seeing these folks 4 times a year. So we've had a year and a half of not doing that. And it feels really kind of crappy, even though we get to see each other like on the Why Not Virtual Summit and things like that. It's just not the same. It's not the same as the in-person.
I also think of like pranking everyone. So it's like,
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, it probably wouldn't translate over too well for actually seeing trade shows.
I don't know. I made out with a lot of girls at camp, and I got the, I think I got the mumps, or I got something like my neck swole up, or I don't know. It's, it feels the same to me.
Well, I mean, would you ever have like tons of water dumped on you while you're fast asleep, or you wake up and you've got like magic marker glasses?
That sounds like something someone would pay for at a show, to be honest. I don't know. Maybe our show experiences are different, Jay, but the things that people approach me for at shows are probably a little bit different than you. Thank goodness, but still, yeah.
What's the most outlandish thing that anyone has ever approached you for at a show?
Oh, my goodness. Probably just different, like, picture things. I've had someone ask me to hit them with a broom once, like, across the face. I asked a guy asked me to beat him up once, and I was like, I'm not doing this. I don't know you. Just different things. Like, guys want you to sign their penis and stuff like that or whatever.
Can't.
You know,
you
normal
can send
stuff.
Them my way.
I don't know. Like, they want you. Yeah.
Or, I'll kick their ass.
Well, there you go. See, at Exotica, yes, I will send them your way. Lots of stuff. Guys want to be walked on leashes. They want to be humiliated. Like, and they, even beyond that, they want to take you for dinner and, you know, have you whatever they want.
God damn, guys are some weird motherfuckers. What?
But God bless them. God bless them because.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. Yes.
I mean, I'm one of them, but I couldn't imagine showing up somewhere and asking someone, hey, could you do me a favor? And like, here, take this broom handle and smash me across the face. Oh, and then when you're done, here, I want you to use this pen, you know, the dip in the inkwell kind where it's got like the really sharp tip or whatever. Yeah, I want you to like sign my dick with that, okay? I mean, what the fuck? Jesus.
Probably at the last Exotica that I was at, I remember this one person, this wasn't something they wanted me to do to them, but this was a fetish I've never even heard of before in my life. And this guy, he was in a full body cast almost. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, what's up? And he's like, you know, I'm fine. And I'm like, do you want to give me a ride in your wheelchair? Cause that's for some reason, the next obvious thing that I thought of. And he's was laughing. And I was like, okay, seriously. He's like, can I tell you a secret? I'm like, yeah, sure, guy, go. He's like, I don't have anything wrong with me. I was like, what? He's like, I don't need to be in a cast. And I was like, what doctor would do this to you? You are in a full body cast. He handed me his business card and it was felt like a cast. It was so cool. But apparently he has access to these things and him and his friends, it's like a thing to be put in a cast. They love the feeling of it being like being held. So they love the feeling of being constricted, kind of like swaddled or, you know, when you wear like a corset or anything like that. But they also love the fact that people think that they're hurt and that they get to live out their sexual fantasy in public with, and I think the sympathy plays into it. And I was almost dying. This guy told me, he's like, yeah, my friends, we go out, we cast ourselves up and we get drunk and we get wasted and smash our casts on things and see if people freak out.
That's a multi-layer,
like, that is awesome.
Many-dimensional fetish. I mean, I'm thinking like Munchausen.
Yes.
They like the compression. They're needy attention seekers. Like, there's so many layers. I could probably do an entire episode on that one person. That's crazy.
I mean, you know what I thought of that when you were telling me all this? You know the first thing that came to my mind about it? I would do that specifically just so if it's something I could take on and take off really easily so that I could get a handicapped parking spot and also be the first one on and off a plane. And then maybe even sell the damn bags as well. That was what I was thinking.
You know what? I'm sure he gets that too. I've just like the one thing I'll say, and I don't know if this is just me, I'm sure this is you guys too, but I think when you find, like, when people can tell that you're in the industry, they just tell you shit. Like, people tell me the most random things, and I'm like, yo, okay, yeah, let's do this, all right, no judgment, and I love it. I think it's the absolute best. That's one thing that maybe is missing from, like, the B2B, because we haven't really been around, we've been with, like, our models and our peoples, and, like, I'm very much looking forward to Why Not Summit coming up, and I pray to God that community can be in person. But like with Exotica, there's that client level that we get to interact with, which is just so fun, I think. And that's something I'm really missing.
I can say this now. I mean, I hope we don't have to edit it out later, because this episode will air probably sometime in July, would be my guess. But at this point, Why Not Summit will be behind us. And Why Not Camel? Yeah, it's fucking amazing show, right? And then we'll have Why Not Camunity and Why Not Cam Awards will hopefully have been announced, and that we are doing it live in LA in October this year. So I'm saying that now. Connor would want to kill me for saying this right now on our show, but again, people aren't going to hear this for probably a few weeks from now. Yeah. So I'm holding myself to it, because, you know, once you reach that certain point, then you look like shit if you go, oh, well, looks like we can't do it and we're not going to. You know, I'm so committed to wanting to move forward with this, you know, in LA this fall, that I'm just going to put it out there right now here for both of you.
Do it. And you know what?
We're looking at mid-October.
That's around my birthday. I mean, my birthday is October 23rd, the filthiest day of the year.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've titled it this.
Well, the Exotica New Jersey is like the day before that. So I'm going to that too. So
I've actually decided I'm moving a little bit farther away. I'm moving to the middle of the country. I'm moving back to where I'm from. Just because, I mean, there's more cowboys there and it's more fun. Oh, where'd you go?
Looks like Squadcast kicked her out. I guess we'll get her back in here in a minute, hopefully. But yeah, this is what we're dealing with. If anybody has any suggestions on a podcast recording platform that isn't like a complete piece of shit, please email me at jay@whynot.com. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. Well, Jay, now it's just you and me. I don't know if that's a sexy song, but I thought maybe it would entice you to think sexy thoughts. No?
Oh, I don't need a song to do that with you.
Oh, thank you. See, that's just so nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I'm hopefully looking to go to Prague and Bucharest in, what, 3 months from now? A little less than 3 months?
Yo, if I can get a chance to go to any of those things, I miss Romania. I miss my people. I miss them. If anyone from Romania is listening right now, I love you. And I miss my people. I love you. Yeah. If I can go at all. I've never been to Prague, and all I know is that it is extremely beautiful. The market is burgeoning, I guess, or however you pronounce that word. And it's just really nice. So I have not had a chance to go there, but I would love to go to the show in Prague. I would love to. I just hear it's just growing like crazy.
It's one of my favorite cities.
The pictures are absolutely gorgeous. Yep. From what I've seen.
Well, it was largely untouched during World War II. So you got all these vintage buildings that managed to last, you know, the last 70, 80 years after existing for hundreds and hundreds of years before that. You know, I do my business awards go there.
You do? Yeah, isn't it? But like, when you go there, doesn't it blow your mind? Like, you're just like, this is insane. What happened on this spot like 300 years ago? North America, we didn't have the Middle Ages. And I talk about this all the time. I'm my boss, Ruxandra, who is from Romania. And we speak about this, about how it's affected us, North Americans, not having a Middle Ages. And I don't know. I think about that all the time. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting. Well, hopefully you can make it there. And I mean, hopefully I can as well, because I'm waiting on my passport. I submitted it like 3 months ago. Here we are in, you know, summer already, and I haven't gotten it back. And if I don't get it in time,
3 months is a long time.
Yeah, then I'm not going. I'm going to have to get someone else to fill in for the award show there.
What? No. Yeah,
not an easy undertaking. So I'm kind of low-key panicking right now. I've still got, what, 2.5 months, but yeah, it's
still, I've never heard of it taking that long.
Yeah, well, I'm asking now my congressman to see if I can get it expedited, and if there's any additional, you know, fucking extortion fees I can pay so that I can actually get it in hand.
Hold on, you have to contact your congressman. America's such a weird place. Hi, congressman.
But my thing is, it's like, I don't know what to do. I submitted it. I paid. Oh. This was like at the end of March. Here it is, you know, 3 months later. I still don't have it. And it's like, I don't know what to do short of driving to Tucson and saying, what the fuck is taking you guys so long?
Wow. Well, I mean, that's an option. If you're in Canada, I'd be able to, help you kind of.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you always pay for the expedited. You're supposed to get it in 2 weeks. You're always supposed to lie and say that you're going to your brother's wedding or is someone's funeral, something like that. And they're like, oh, okay, pay this $120 fee. And then you get it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'll pay just about whatever is needed because I got to have my passport. I mean, the thing expired in August and then I had to mail it in, obviously. So I've got nothing. I got fuck all.
Oh, yeah. So dumb with all this stuff. I cannot wait to have all like my life or like just little things like this, going to super boring places to get passports. I'm sure you want that back. I would like my birth control changed. That'd be amazing. I would love that. Oh, yes. That little T, my IUD. So I'm just sitting there like, oh, it's annoying. You don't have your period for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I want that shit back.
I would hate to start having it happen to me now.
It feels like it happens all the time. And it's ridiculous because I didn't have it for 5 years and it's so wonderful. Ladies, the Mariana, boom, boom. No period for 5 years and your tits are huge. And so when I called, I was like, yo, I need this fixed. It's like a year overdue. It's not going to kill me or anything. But I called my doctor and they're like, oh, well, you can call the sexual health clinic. Maybe they're doing it. And they said, no, they're like, no, we're only taking sexual emergencies. What the fuck is a sexual emergency?
I've had a few of those. In fact, many of those.
Yeah, but I was like, wait, what? What is a sexual emergency?
That was
an actual answer. No, we're only taking emergencies right now. This was a sexual health clinic. I was like,
I would have put my mouth up to the phone and gone, I need that's my emergency.
Extension 204, boom, bye. Yeah,
you're right.
I do not know what a sexual emergency is, nor do I. I don't know, but I'm going to miss that kind of stuff. Just being able to just go do things.
A new IUD.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Yeah, the pull and pray method isn't worth it then.
No, oh Jesus Christ. Oh God. It's like an anchor. It would probably take my uterus out too, just like yank it out. And that's just no, man.
That would be very painful, but
oh hell
you definitely
yeah.
Know you wouldn't be able to have, you wouldn't have kids at that point for sure. Like, you know,
I wouldn't
for sure.
Be able
no
to
uterus.
Do anything at that point. I'd probably just keel over and die. Oh God.
No, we can't have that. No, don't do
no,
that.
No, not at all. But I'm just praying for a hot doctor. Mm. And that's always what I always pray before going to a doctor. I just pray I got a hot doctor. Well, I mean, don't Does you want exist? A hot doctor? Mm. Well, yeah, I had a hot dentist one time. I wanted to bang him hardcore. And because I was going to go get like dental implants, I was like the youngest person they'd ever seen in there. So, of course, just by default, I already look sexier than everyone else in the office.
Sure. There you go.
Did I hit on him? Yeah. Did it work? No.
You know, I got to say,
do it again? Yeah.
In all fairness, my dentist is definitely a rock star. There's no question about it.
Is he?
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he charges rock star rates, so there's that as well. But, you know, I could just basically see, like, anyone and everyone, like, wanting a piece of that. So,
really?
Yeah, he's that hot. And I mean, you know, well, shit, I've had two.
He has access to a lot of laughing gas.
Well, yeah. I mean, I went in and just had two teeth pulled just so I could be there.
What? Gross.
No, I'm kidding.
Which
could you imagine,
ones,
though? Could you imagine? It's like, I'd like to get these teeth pulled. And the doctor's like, well, you don't need those teeth pulled. I know, but you know what? Just do it anyway.
What do you think the doctor said? Don't you remember when that ridiculous Heidi went and had her ribs pulled out? I'm just going to have these just yanked. What? Did you just say? Yeah, I'm going to have a few of these removed. Boom. That sounds about just as ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, and oh, while you're at it, you know, give me a little extra laughing gas and I need something else yanked.
I think, yes. I think we can do this. I've got a place for you. I've heard of such a place.
Are we still recording? Yeah, we are still recording. Good. I don't want to miss any of this shit. And unfortunately, Kai has been trying to get back into the room. So I don't know what the fuck. We're going to probably either have to leave her out of half of this episode or I don't know.
Well, no, let's bring her back.
I mean, she's trying to get back in, but I think the software has booted her out for good. Or at least today.
That's rude.
It really is. But I don't want to lose any of the footage because you said so many ridiculous things today that it would be a crime to not be able to share it with other people.
Yeah, I've been known to do that.
Yeah. But then again, I'm no slouch in the ridiculous department either.
No, not at all. That's why I thought it was your crotch when I walked in.
Yeah. So I kind of wish it was actually at this point because I like being in situations like that. And, you know, even people wondering, what the fuck is he doing, you know?
Well, that's a good kink to know. Jay likes to be put in just surprise situations where his dick is out, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. some of the shit that I used to do, it's like, you know, in the earliest days of like Zoom meetings and everything like that, like I'd be talking to other, you know, dudes, friends and stuff like that. So I can say this as a disclaimer right away. Before anyone's like, oh my God, that's harassment. What are you doing? You know, anyway. So I'd be like talking to some guy.
Clearly harassment.
Yeah, it is. So I'd be talking to, like, you know, I've talked to like my friend Evil Chris, who I've known since like 2000, or Richard, who works at Why Not, who I've also known since like 2000. And we'd just be having a conversation like this. And unfortunately, the people at home cannot see this because they have no video here. Oh, a puppy. They can't see this, but you know, like we'd be talking, be like, oh, hang on a second. I got to get something. I would stand up and then my ass would be in full view on camera. Like to reveal that like I wasn't wearing anything for like the last 20 minutes of our discussion, and it totally changes the dynamic.
We like to call that the peel and reveal. It does, because your ass is out, Jay. And just, I mean, does a peel and reveal. Excuse me, people, I'm just gonna stand up and fuck this whole conversation up. You thought this was nice? Check out this professionalism. Whoop. Yeah, and your dick is out. Yeah, you know, assault changes a lot.
The reactions would be like, sorry. I mean, I'll never forget Richard just, you know, going, oh my God. And he was just laughing his ass off. And then like Chris was like laughing his ass off too. It's like pretty much know your audience.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Dudes love to show each other their butts. That's the end of that sentence. Just period on that one. Dudes love to show each other their butts and their penises.
That's going to be pretty much, I think, the title of this episode. or the subtitle or something like that. It's so, and it doesn't matter your
orientation. Guys love to show each other their penises and butts. It's, I mean, I would click on that instantly because I'd be like, well, that's just the truth. So now I know that other truths will be exposed in this episode because that is just a fact. Well, hold on. Can I tell you the joke that I was supposed to tell Kai?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so she's... I'm so sorry, Kai, I say this for you. I hope you listen to this one day and hear this. Because we were talking some space shit on Twitter, and I just think it's super hot that she's really smart and was just talking some real space time shit. It was like, yo, I'm going to bring on at least one joke. And she was like, yeah, you better. And here it is. How do you wear a sexy outfit in space? You rock it. You rock it. There you go. Cheesy, cheesy joke just for you, Kai.
Cheesy, kind of cute, but kind of, I don't know.
What? This is bullshit. What?
What? I don't know. I'm just...
We're just going to now roast my joke that I found. I Googled that about 15 minutes before just right now, all right? And I'll have you know that my efforts clearly showed.
So wait a minute. That was somebody else's material you were just using.
Shh. But I made it my joke. I did. It was about astronaut outfit, and I was like, no, cute, sexy outfit. Because who would want to wear an astronaut outfit? Not me. Not unless the boobs were... Well, I mean, not unless the boobs were cut out.
I mean, it would be kind of cool, you know, with the helmet and everything like that, especially if you had, like, an escape hatch, like, you know, where you can just unbutton the back or the front.
Or just the helmet? Okay, if the butt flap was constantly down, or just the helmet with, like, just a, you know, metallic bikini, I'm down. Oh, yeah. But anytime I'm talking like that, I'm also thinking about costumes I will wear at an eventual upcoming show.
These are
no costumes. I mean, I'm sure all models will say, as soon as you're thinking about stuff like that, you're thinking about you walking down this, like, the hallway at a show and everyone being like, oh my God, you look so cool. And you're like, I know.
Yeah. My God. So, God, what else? I was in Vegas recently. I took a trip. That was a lot of fun. Got to see a lot of people in the biz.
And what'd you do?
I gambled, I partied, I hung out, I relaxed, I slept, I worked, and I just had a lot of fun being social, seeing people I hadn't seen in some cases ever, or in some cases.
Really?
Yeah, because there's some people, you know, I've made a lot of friends over the last year and a half. I've been, you know, obviously online
nice.
Talking to people as much as I can. So I got to meet a few people
yes.
for the very first time when I was there. And of course, a lot of others who I haven't seen in like a year and a half. Who I'm used to seeing multiple times per year. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was 115 degrees as well. But you know what? I didn't care. Didn't matter.
Well, I mean, it's I don't want to say that because it'll be shown way away. Right now, it's soccer out here. I was going to say all the craziness. There's almost a soccer riot.
Oh,
but
really?
That'll be too far away. Well, I mean, there was almost a soccer riot. It sounded as if there was going to be a soccer riot. It was just the honking and tootling would not subside for like over an hour.
I mean, is soccer a big thing in Canada? Has it really taken off there?
No, but these aren't Canadians screaming. These are mostly people who've moved here from Brazil, Portugal. Like these are people, these are, you know, people who've moved here, new Canadians,
gotcha.
Freaking the fuck out and bringing their passion for soccer.
Right. Well, you know,
here. And it's cool.
I get it. I can...
I'm just used to hockey riots is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hockey riots get violent.
Oh, yeah.
At least these people kept to their little section. There was just so much revving engines and I don't know.
Are you a fan of hockey?
There was a lot
at
of
all?
Backfiring. Well, I mean, duh. I'm a fan of hockey fights. I'm a fan of hot hockey guys. I'm a fan of like locker room fantasies. Yeah. And when they like dress up the hockey players to like do these cute little commercials and they obviously don't care and it's, yeah, I like their little hot bodies. So yes, to completely and totally objectify them. Yes, I do. As a sport, I suck at the sport, but I do like watching it. Well, you have to.
I grew up mostly in Michigan and Minnesota, so I definitely am no stranger to ice skates, or at least I haven't been for a long time, but yeah.
Really? I actually got cut through the pants by ice skates one time.
Ooh. What happened? Did somebody like
I was
wipe
skating.
Out?
They did. My friend Amanda, who whatever she was doing, I was skating by my just minding my own business, if you will, when out of nowhere, Amanda came flying. Her leg hit my pants. And of course, this is still school age. So I went back in. My pants weren't cut at all. Until all of a sudden, my foot, like my shoe was just full of blood everywhere.
Whoa.
And then I passed out, but my pants weren't cut. And to this day, I have no idea how can you cut my leg, but not my pants? I was wearing black tights. No cut on the pants, but just almost severed my leg off.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. It's the mysteries of ice skating.
Did you make a full recovery?
Well, I mean, I was like, yeah, like... 7 when it happened.
Oh,
so I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
At that age, you can practically,
yeah,
you practically grow another leg at that age.
Yes,
yeah.
I almost needed to because that bitch Amanda cut mine off.
So I just heard from Kai.
There you go.
Apparently.
What'd she say?
Something has control of her laptop right now. So I guess, I don't know if she's been hacked or what's going on, but it sounds pretty serious.
That would Yeah.
She got bumped off of this podcast when she was on her phone and trying to get back in with that, and that was not happening. So my thoughts about Squadcast still remain that you guys need to fix the bugs. And I really hope the best for Kai. I mean, this sounds like some shit. So
she needs to – does she have any kind of security software? You should always buy that. I use not to name brand drop or whatever, advertise for anyone. The company that I use, I bought – one of those, like a rescue thing where you can go and an actual tech from their company will come and look at your computer specifically and get rid of all malware and all that kind of stuff. It was pretty expensive and I just bought it and then have it on reserve if I need it.
Okay.
But yeah, because you never know when stuff like this happens.
Because
it's always, it's never a hack. These people, if someone was smart enough to hack people, they wouldn't be doing stuff like this. They'd be after the NSA or something.
Yeah.
It's probably a phishing scheme. And I've seen some really, really good looking graphics in phishing scheme emails recently.
There's so much bullshit.
Always.
What do you think is a fit?
100%.
What do you think is a fitting punishment for someone who tries to do that shit?
I mean, it's the same as fraud or attempted theft.
So
throw them into a jail cell with no girls.
You think chemical castration might be a bit harsh?
No, we'll leave that on the table. Okay. Maybe they'll have to be on every single spam list forever. Ooh. Every keyboard they ever own has some kind of like acid overlay on it or like something. So whenever they touch the keys, it's like, tss, tss,
or better yet,
every time they keystroke,
somebody bukkakied their keyboard and they have to use it and they have to wipe their face when they're done. I mean,
gross. Yeah. That is gross.
And on that note,
oh God,
we're past 30 yes. minutes. So I think,
yes, we are.
We've got a good episode knocked out here. It's a bummer that Kai couldn't be in for the rest of it. So hopefully whoever's holding her keyboard captive.
She needs to contact a professional like right away.
Yep. Well, that's what happens. This is anything goes. See to your pants. Real life shit going on here. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, let's close this out, Nikki, with again, letting all of our fine guests know where they can find you.
Yes.
And what in the world would they want to do with you? What would you provide for them?
Well, I'm Nikki Knight, and I'm a CAM coach and also an adult-friendly website builder. If you want to come and get a website built by me, that is vxpages.com. Nikki Knight is a brand unto herself. So if you have any questions about being a CAM model, being successful as a CAM model, visit me at nikkiknight.com. My Telegram channel is probably the best thing you can do for your phone. You get daily updates every weekday about being a successful CAM model, and you can find me anything you want about me, nikkiknight.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being a guest on See to Your Pants today,
Thank
Nikki
you.
Knight. And I hope to see you sometime soon.
Me too. Screw you, Quadcast. I just called it Quadcast. Screw you, Quadcast.
Fuck their brand.